on this week's AP Religion Roundup. Those who don't identify with a religion or a religious group are on the rise around the world. Heath Papinchak says she has a spiritual life, but it's outside formal religion.
That's essentially what meditation has provided me with, is an intimacy with the self and a closeness to nature, to God.
She's among the so-called nuns, atheists, agnostics, or nothing in particular, that comprise a growing portion of the adult population. A new AP NORC poll reveals that 1 in 3 Americans don't identify with a religious group, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're atheist or agnostic. Jackie Quinn has the story.
The new AP NORC poll finds 43% of them say they believe in God, even if they dislike organized religion. About 40% of those under age 30 say they don't have a religion. Some cite bad experiences, like churches that showed intolerance to their beliefs, or those aggressively soliciting money when parishioners were unable to pay.
Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University says the rise of the nuns over the past 5 decades has been dramatic, and the trend is still going up.
The most important story, without a shadow of a doubt, is the unbelievable rise in the share of Americans who are non-religious. In 1972, only 5% of Americans identified as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. Today, it's 30% of Americans.
Burge says that the nuns fit somewhere in the middle of the population when it comes to spirituality.
Nothing in particulars are definitely less religious than Catholics or Protestants or Jews, but they're a whole lot more religious than atheists or agnostics are.
Carol Tinney is among those who don't identify with a religion, but she isn't antagonistic to believers either.
The people that are the nuns shouldn't be thought of all as religion haters, because I have great respect for a lot of religious leaders, and I think, in a way, the best, almost like there's something transcendent in humans. And that gives the rise to the best in humans and also to the best in religion.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.